Okay, on Zion Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Miyom Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Olam, Lo Hoya Adam Shekoro LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam, Ad Shebo Avram, Avinu Vekoro Adam. Shenemar Vayomer, Hashem Elokim, Bamo Eida Ki Yirashen. From the time the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, no one referred to the Rabbanu Shalom or called him Adon, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, until Avram Avinu came and he called the Rabbanu Shalom Adon, Hashem Elokim Bamo Eida. Rashi says, Hashem Elokim Kosu Ba'alad Aleph Dalet. It's written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which answers Tosa's question, which he himself answers the same way. Tosa says a pasuk before that by Noah. Noah said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. So he also called the Rabbanu Shalom Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, because the way we read Yud Kei Vav Kei is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So he said, Shem Adnus. Tosa said, but it's not written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the question and answer could be, there's a shaila, what exactly is it when we have Yud Kei Vav Kei written, and we're supposed to read it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Is that a regular Kri and Exiv? It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the Exiv. And the way you're supposed to read it is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Then what Tosa says in the answer is true. He didn't say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's why you read it. But he said Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's what was written. So that's not Adnus, right? We read it like that, but it's not written like that. There's another opinion that says that it's not a Kri and Exiv. But in this place, the Yud sounds like an Aleph, and the Hey is supposed to sound like a Dalet, and it's mamish as if it will be written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's not a regular Kri and Exiv. But those letters, the Mesorah is that those letters are supposed to be written read differently when they're Yud Kei Vav Kei together. So if that's the case, then Tosa's question is a question. Lechora, then Noach said, Baruch Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei is mamish saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The answer is not like that. Just a regular Kri and Exiv. So Avram was the first one to call the Rabbanu Shalom Adon. So the Marsha says what it means is that up until the time of Avram, they believed, since the time of Enosh and on, they believed that God created the world, but they didn't believe that he was the Adon, that he was a Mashgiach. Whereas the Tzlach says they believe that God left the world and left it over to the heavenly bodies. He put the world on a Shabbos clock. And everything happens according to nature, and not according to Zechus and Chova. Now, what people do, mitzvahs, averas, isn't significant. So, Tosa says another question here. L'cha'ora, there's another pasuk where Avram Avinu himself called the Rabbanu Shalom Adon, and it's written, Shem Adnus, right? Because, what's it called? It says, Hashem Elokim, Matifein Li, Vanochi Holech Ariri. And that pasuk comes before this pasuk of Bamo Eda, Hashem Elokim Bamo Eda. So Tosa shows that the psukim are out of order, that the pasuk of Bamo Eda was said by Bris Ben Avisorim when Avram Avinu was 70, and the other pasuk was said when he was 73 by the Mulchemes HaMalachim. And they're what's it called? They're out of order. The others say that Tzlach says that there's another reason why the pasuk of asking for children wasn't brought, whereas the pasuk for asking for Eretz Yisrael was brought. He says the whole idea is that Avraham Avinu was mefarsing the fact that there's a God who controls the world and things don't just happen according to mazel. But the truth is that Bonim is totally in mazel. Right, three things: boni, chayim, mizoni. How long you're going to live? Children, and parnasa are beikar dependent on mazel. You can change it with a great zchus, but lamaisa the ikar is the mazel of the person. And therefore, when Avraham Avinu was blessed with children, that wasn't mefarsim so much that the Rabbanu Shel Olam can change things for everybody, because that was something special to Avraham. Most people, the truth is that bonim depends on mazel. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there they got it only because they deserved it. It's schus. But more Eda, what schus do they have? That was mefarsim that the Rabbanu Shel Olam deals with the world with hashgacha and not just with mazel. And, okay. Let's go on. The Af. The Af Omer Rav, Af Daniel lo nene ela b'shvil Avram. And even Daniel was answered because of Avram Avinu, because this idea that he recognized the Rabban Shem as an Adam. Shenemar, the Yata Shema Eloheinu al Tfilas Abdecho v'el Tachanunov, v'ho'er ponecho al Mikdosho HaShomein, l'man Hashem. L'mancho mi boyaleish. It said l'mancho. What's l'man Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Ela l'man Avram shekoracho Adam. Because of Avram, who called you an Adam, answer me in his schus. So somebody brings a raya from here that l'chor Avram Avinu had a lot more zechuyos than this that he called the Rabban Shem Adam. Right? The past 10 nisyonos or whatever should have said that he was answered in the name of Avram who passed 10 nisyonos. Why daft Avram who called the Rabban Shem Adam? So he says, you see a raya from here that somebody who innovates something in the world, comes up with something new, right? In Avodas Hashem, that's a special schus. You have a lot of other zechuyos, but doing so, Meir Shapiro, Dafyomi, right? Something special, that's a special schus. Lanias Daiti, there's no raya. Maybe true, but it's no raya from here. Because the idea is that Daniel also brought out this concept. And that was, he had the same schus as Avram Avinu. It wasn't just Stam Daniel was answering the schus of Avram. But he also, right, had the same, in that area, he had the schus of Avram. Not in other areas, right? So it wasn't all the sechuyos of Avram that were significant to Daniel, just this one. Right, but it wasn't because that was the Iker Schus of Avram Avinu. That was the Iker Schus of Avram Avinu that Daniel had a kesher to. Okay. Right. Vam Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. These are a list of memories that Rav Yochanan said in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Menayin she'ein marzin lo la'odah b'shas kaiso. And we remember from the daf before, Rav Yochanan said this before. Same mimer, but he said it then in the name of... What did he say it in the name of here? In the name of Rabbi Yossi. So they swore and bring down that Rabbi Yochanan heard this from two of his rebbeim, from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and from Rabbi Yossi. And sometimes he said it in one's name and some in the other's name. So the Gemara brings it down both times. Sometimes he said it as whenever he was saying over the members of Shimon Bar Yochai, he said it to them. And sometimes when he was speaking in the name of Rabbi Yossi, he said it then. So the daf before, when the Gemara was speaking about it because of the inyan, it mentioned what he said in the name of Rabbi Yossi. And here, since it's giving a list of things that he said in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai, mentions this one too. How do you know that you don't appease a person at the time when he's angry? And we explain that it's not even just the time he's angry, but the time he's fit to be angry. Shenemar pona yelechu v'anichosi lach. The Rosh Hashanah said, wait till I calm down, and then v'anichosi lach. V'omer Rabbi Lezer, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, v'yom shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu asir lomo. From the time the Rabban Shalom created the world, no one ever thanked the Rabban Shalom until Leah came and thanked him. Shenemar hapam odes Hashem. Rashi, hapam odes Hashem, lefi sherasa baruch hakodesh, Yaakov mein mit shnei masar shvatim. She knew baruch hakodesh, that Yaakov Avinu would have 12 shvatim, velo arba nashim, and he has 4 wives. Given Shiyoba ben Ravi holds al chelka, Sha'ola Yosur Minachesh ben Amagiela. So Rashi explains, what does it mean? Nobody thanked the Rabban Shalom before Leah? Right? The Avos never thanked the Rabban Shalom for all the things that happened to them? So Rashi intimates the difference over here is that Leah felt she got something she didn't deserve. The other ones could be felt that to some degree they deserved what they got. But Leah felt this was totally undeserved. That's called Hodah. Hodah is complete when you feel it's totally undeserved. As much as you feel it's deserved, you don't give thanks. You deserve it. So up until Leah, no one 100% ever felt that they 100% didn't deserve what they got. Leah was the first one who gave a full hodah because she felt 100% she didn't deserve what she got. You see from Rashi, though, that Leah knew Baruch HaKodesh what was going to be. But Leah was what? Not a Neviah. So from this, Rashi seems to imply that Ruach HaKodesh and Nevi'ahs is not the same thing. Leah is not one of the 48 Nevi'im that are mentioned in Megillah, and she was not a Navi, Lechora, yet Rashi says she knew Ruach HaKodesh. We'll see that others hold differently as we go on. Okay, others say that, what's it called, the idea over here that no one thanked the Rabbanu Shel Olam until Leah was the following. The Ksav Sofer says that all the hodos before that were on things that were supernatural. But Leah was the first one to give hodah for something that was natural. And the Maram Shik says that other people thanked the Rabbanu Shalom one time, but that's not enough. The thank you has to be on an ongoing basis. So the first one to give a name, Yehuda, on an ongoing basis, thanked the Rabbanu Shalom for that which she got, on an ongoing, every day, every time she called the child Yehuda, it was a constant thanking. That was something that was a chiddush of Leah. Reuven. So now we explain the name of Yehuda. So now we're going to explain the name of Reuven. Reuven. Omra Belezer. Omra Leah. Reu ma ben b'ni leben chami. Look at the difference between my son and my father-in-law's son. In other words, Esav. The ilu ben chami afagav demi daite zavne lebechurose dechsi vayim kores bechurose liyakov chazu maksi bei vayistom Esav es Yaakov. Right? Lemaisa, my father-in-law's son, Esav, even though willingly he sold his bechora to Yaakov, still he hated him for it. And ksiv, ayomer hachi karoshmo Yaakov, ayakveni ze pamayim. And he claimed Yaakov tricked him. The ilu b'ni, afal gav da'al korche shakle Yosef lebechuruse mine. My son, even though Yosef took the bechora away from him against his will. And Lechora, when was the Bechora taken away? Lechora only in Yaakov Avinu's, the end of his life, when he gave the Bechora to Yosef, and he told Reuven he lost it. But it says that from the time Yaakov Avinu got the Ksonis Pasim, for Yaakov gave the Ksonis Pasim to Yosef, that was a simon that he was giving the Bechora to Yosef. That was like Big Day Kahuna, and the Bechora was basically the Avoda, and he basically decided that Yosef would be the Bechor, because even though Yosef wasn't physically the Bechor, but he was the first one in mind, because he was supposed to marry Rachel first, and then Yosef would have been the firstborn. So Yaakov held that Yosef had a din of Bechorah b'machshava. So he gave him the Bechorah, and that was already early on, where Reuven already, before Reuven tried to save him, which we're going to get to now, right? The Siv v'chalule yitzue aviv nitna Bechoros levnei Yosef. Right? The Divrei Yomit says that the Bechora was given to Bnei Yosef after Reuven did the Maisa of Bila. And that came before the saving of Yosef. Afilu hachi lo iknave, even though he wasn't jealous of him, he tried to save Yosef's life. So look at the difference between my son and Esav. Lemaisa, what's it called? The Tzlach here says a very nice thing. First of all, the Esekasha, the Torah says why Reuven was called Reuven. Because Ra'a Hashem ba'anyi, the Rabbanu Shem saw my suffering. So, and therefore, what's it called? And he'll now love, and now my husband, he gave me a child, my husband should love me. So why does the Gemara find a different reason? So I think that the Vilna Gaon says, and others say also, that the Shemin Rokeach, I think, says the same thing, that all the other names of the Shvatim, the Torah says the reason, and then Al Kain Karashmo so and so. Here it says she called him Reuven Ki Omra, because she said this reason. So they say that she called him Reuven for another reason, but she said this reason. Okay. Now the Tzlach explains what the idea is. I mean, he doesn't say it, but it fits in very nicely with this pshat. The Tzlach says like this: that we said that that Leah Lechora knew that Rachel was going to have children. Because otherwise, why did she thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving her more than her share? If there's only going to be three wives that have children, then the share of each one is four. It's only if there are four wives, then the share of each one is three. So she must have known that Rachel was eventually going to have children. Okay, but she didn't want to publicize that, because she wanted Yaakov to think that Rachel's not going to have children, so she's going to have children only, and therefore he should love her. So the real reason she called him Reuven was not because Ro Hashem Ba'anyi. The real reason is Reu Ma Bein B'ni Levein Chami. But she didn't say that, because that would have implied that that would have implied that Rachel's going to have children, because Reuven saved Yosef. That was the Reu Ma Bein B'ni, that she was Menave, that this same Reuven would save Yosef. That must have been Yosef. She didn't want to intimate that at all. So that she didn't say. Ki Amra, what she said, didn't intimate that Rachel would have children in order that Yaakov should love her more. Right. So that's what the Tzlach says. Others say that, what's it called, that all these things are not what they thought, because they weren't Nevi'os. None of these people were Nevi'im. Leah wasn't a Navi. Rivka, right, was not a Nevi'ah. So just sometimes a person's Menave, and the Rabban Shem puts it in their mouth. So all these names is not what they thought. When she gave the name, she thought she was giving it because of Rosh Hashem Ga'anyi. But the Rabban Shem also made her call him Reuven, and the Marsha points out because Reuven doesn't fit. Reuben, Ben, has nothing to do with Ba'anyi. The Ben part doesn't fit in. Should have been Reu Ben with an ayin. So there must be something more here than what she said. So she intended Reu Hashem Ba'anyi. But the truth is that what's it called, that the Rabban Shalom put into her mouth this idea. So it wasn't done Baruch HaKodesh, it was done Ki Menabe Ve'ini Yodea Mashanibe. They weren't Nevi'im, but sometimes even a non-Navi, the Rabban Shalom puts in his mouth things that even he doesn't know. But it intends, it intimates things for the future. So there was no kash anymore. She, Taka, said, this is the reason I'm naming him. But the Gemara says that there was another reason that the Rabban Shalom had, the same thing which, the next thing. Rus. What's it called? Ru'u, let's see, Rashi, Ru'u, ma bein b'ni leben chami, al shem ha'asid kara shmo, kinamrin lakama and shmo gorin. She called his name on the future. So you could learn, Rashi, that it's like the first ones we said. She talk intended like that. And even though she wasn't a Nevi'ah, but this is Ruach HaKodesh, it's not Nevi'ahs. Or, it could be Rashi means, al shem ha'asid, not that she intended that. That's what came out. It was al shem ha'asid, but not that she knew about it. Okay. Rus, my Rus, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shezochso v'yotzim menu David, Sherivu l'akadosh baruch hu v'shiros v'sishbachos. She was called Rus because from her David came, who satiated the Rabban Shel Olam with shiros v'sishbachos. So they say the same thing over here. Really, Rus is a reason she was called Rus because she accepted 606 mitzvahs more than the seven she originally had, which is the gematria of Rus. And together, that's, she was a geolus. But then it should have been Tor. Right? Tes Vav Resh, or whatever, Tes Resh Vav, Taru, should have been her name, right? The fact that it's Rus, and there's a Resh Vav in the beginning, not the order of the letters of a number, that has that significance that the Rabban Shalom made it, that when she was called Rus, there was a hint to the fact that David HaMelech would come from her. Minolan de Shmogar, and where do we see this idea? Where's the source of this idea that names have a significance? That there's hinted in the name already a nevuah, which later on will come out. Rabbi Lazar, Dalmar Kro, Lechu Chazu Mifalos Hashem Asher Som Shamos Ba'aretz Al Tikra Shamos Al Shemos. That the Rabban Shalom puts already in the name various qualities that come out later. Rashi, Rus Hamoavia, Mishum, the Iri, but Pirushi Hashemos Noketla. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? The fact that we're mentioning different names and their meaning, so now we mention Rus also. The Omer of Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kosha Tarbus Ra, the so basal, shall Adam, Yosem Rechemes Gogum Magog. Tarbus Ra means a child that's brought up in a way that is not proper. The kid goes off the derech, child going off the derech, is worse to a person than Melchemes Gog Magog. Shenemar Mizmar LeDavid BeBaruch Hu Mitnei Avshalom Beno Uksiv Basrei Hashem Mara Butzoroi Rabim Komim Olai. Right, by a bad child, David HaMelech says Mara how many are my tzoros? Terrible tzoros. The Ilu Gavi Melchemes Gog Magog. Same David when he described Melchemes Gog Magog, he said Lama Rokshu Goyim Alumim Yergurit. Right, what are the goyim getting so upset about? Mashmas, not such a terrible tzor. Ilu mara butzoroi loksi. So, the chora, understand what the rai is in the Gemara. I mean, this happened to David personally, so it was his tzor. The other one, he was menabe, what happened in Gogu Magog? He didn't suffer with Gogu Magog, it didn't happen to him. So it's not his tzoris, right? It's a future thing that didn't happen yet. So what's the Gemara saying? You see, it's so much worse than a kid go off the derech, because that's Rabu Tzorei, but Gogol Magog, if you live through Gogol Magog, maybe it's worse than having a kid go to the... But you have to say that what the Gemara means is, when David HaMelech was Menabe, when a Navi is Menabe something, he lives it. It's like it's happening to him at the time. So when David HaMelech was Menabe Gogol Magog, it was mamash happening to him, no less than what happened to him in Avshalom. And if he didn't refer to it as Ma Rabu Tzorei, that means it wasn't as bad as the kid going off the derech. Rashi. Longer rock should go, you mato elislahem, alma dover kalubaina. Well, what's a big deal? That's what how he referred to Gogu Mogog. Mizmar le David, the Varchu ibn Avshalom, but no, now that we mentioned about Avshalom, so we'll say something else about Avshalom. Mizmar le David, kino le David mi boyale. What do you mean, Mizmar? David sang you, Mizmar was running away from his son Avshalom. Should have said he was lamenting. That was singing. What's Mizmar le David? Omer of Shimon ben Avishalom, Marshal Lamar Doverdome, La Adam Shiyotzel of Star Chov, Kogan Shaporo Yotzev, La Acher Shaporo Sameach. Afkain, David, Kivin Shomer Lakanish Barhu, Hinini Mekim Olecha Rami Besecha, Hoyotzev, Omar Shema Evid Omamzer, who the Lochayas Alai, Kivin the Chazad of Shalom, who Samach, Mishimachi Omer Mizmor. So a few different pshatim over here. The simplest pshat of what it means is that, when a person has to pay a debt, he's not sure, and he's not sure what exactly he owes. So then he's very much afraid that he won't be able to pay it. Once it's clear what he owes and he can pay it, then he's happy. Same thing over here. David HaMelech, when the Rabban Shem said, I'm going to bring someone from your household against you, so he said, I don't know what that means. It could be an Eved, it could be a Mamzer who won't have any Rachmanis on me, and I won't be able to withstand it. Once he saw it was his own son, that even though his son rebelled against him, but he's still his son, and David HaMelech understood that his son, he felt his son wouldn't take so much achzorius, he wouldn't be so cruel against him, then he felt already, I can pay the shtar, I can withstand it. That's one pshat. Another pshat, what's it called, they say, is that David HaMelech, what's it called, even though he said Sora the Yogon Emtso Vishem Hashem Ekra, so whenever he had Tsaris, he also was Mizmor. What's the problem? Mizmor le David. I have Tsaris, so I'm singing. So the Mole Aroim says the only time you sing of Tsaris is what's it called? Is when there's no hope. When the Tsaris is over or it's a fait accompli, you accept it and you sing for it. But as long as there's hope to what's it called to get out of it. Then you cry over it, and you ask that it should be changed, or whatever. So here, when David was running away from Avshalom, there was still hope that it could change. So he shouldn't have said Mizmor. He should have said Kina. So the question is, why did he say Takas? What was so good about the fact that it was Avshalom? That's why the Gemara has to give an answer. Others said, the Yaris Devash says a famous pshat. He says, I don't know how it fits into the Gemara 100%, but he says that what it means is like this. David HaMelech said, if a mamzer or an eved would have rebelled against me, that's the way of the world. I wouldn't have known that mamish the Rabban Shalom's hashgacha, that something unusual is happening, the Rabban Shalom is doing on purpose. Maybe the Rabban Shalom just was mafker me, and the Mela, tzaras happened that happened normally. But this is not a normal thing. The fact that it's not normal shows me that it's Yad Hashem, I can accept it. If it's just that some things are happening to me, right, then I can't accept it. This is clear. They said by Yosef, the same thing. That Yosef, when he went to Mitzrayim, so the caravan was carrying sweet-smelling things instead of the foul things they usually did. So that made a difference to Yosef. He's being swept into slavery, but they had perfume. That makes a difference. No, because since he saw something unusual was happening, he saw it was Mamash Yad Hashem. So that made it easier to accept. Okay. Gomer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Mutter lehisgoris b'rishoyim b'olam hazeh. You're allowed to start up with rishoyim in this world. Shenemar oz ve'torah yahalalu rasha, v'shomrei torah yisgorubam. People who leave the Torah, they praise rishoyim. And people who keep the Torah, they start up with rishoyim. Tanya nami hachi, Reb Dostoy, b'reb Mosam. Omer, mutter lehisgoris b'rishoyim b'olam hazeh, shenemar oz ve'torah yahalalu rasha. And the end of the pasuk. Bimlach shok adam lomar, and if somebody says, no, you shouldn't start up with Rishoyim. V'haksiv al tishar b'mereim, al tikane ba'osei avla. Right? Don't start up with evil people. Don't be makane, don't have kanos against osei avla, people who do bad. Emar lo, mishalibo nokfo omer kain. That's only somebody who really doesn't want to start up with Rishoyim, and he's looking for an excuse, so he learns the pasuk like that. Ella, you want to know what the real meaning of the pasuk is? Al tischar b'mereim lios k'mereim. Don't compete with Rishoyim to be like them. That's what it means. Doesn't mean don't start up with them. It means don't compete with them to be like them. Al tekane b'oseava lios k'oseavla. Don't be jealous of people who do achatoyim to be like them. But this pasuk doesn't mean don't start up with them.
Omer al yikon el libcha b'chatoyim kim b'yiras Hashem kol ayom. And that's similar to what this pasuk says. Don't be jealous of chatoyim. When people do chatoyim, you should be jealous of yiras Hashem and be mar b'yiras Hashem. Eini, that's not true. So now we're going to go against the whole premise. The premise was that you're allowed to start up with Rishoyim. It's a good thing to start up with Rishoyim. Don't leave him alone. Start up with him. I've Omer Rabbi Yitzchak im ra'isa rosha sha'ashom esacheches lo al tizgarivo. If you see a Rasha who's successful, the Marsha says, Shom Sachekislo, everybody has times of mazel, right? Times that are propitious to them. If you see a Rasha who's having one of those propitious times, right, he's being Matzliah, Hashom Sachekislo, it doesn't last long. It lasts for a certain limited amount of time, the Marsha says. But there are times that Rishayim have mazel. Out is Gorivo. Don't start up with him. Shenemar Yochilu Drocha B'chol Eis. Because don't start up because you're going to lose. And not only that, he'll be zocha bedin. Shenemar moro mishpatecha minegdo. Not only that, not only will he be zocha, but he will see those people who start up with him punished. Shenemar kol tzorerov yafiach bohem. So l'chora, if you see, don't start up with Rishoyim, because it may be that they're having a mazel dikatai. Lo kashu. It depends. If it's personal things, don't bother starting up with the Rasha. Leave them alone, because you may not end up winning. Okay? And then they'll talk about Chilul Hashem. But if it's Milei Dishmaya, where if you don't start up with him, it's heavenly things. And if you don't start up with him, there anyway be a Chilul Hashem, because of the Milei Dishmaya, then it's good to start up with him. And also, this schus of being Osik, but Milei Dishmaya, then you'll be successful over him too. Both are talking about Milei Dishmaya. There's still a time not to start up with a Rasha, even the Milei Dishmaya. The Lokasha. If you see that this Rasha is having unusual success, leave him alone. Even the Milei Dishmaya, it's not a time to start up with him. You see, for whatever reason, he's got mazel now. But if he's not Shom Esacheches, so you don't see he has unusual success, and it's Milei Dishmaya, start up with him. Both are talking about a Rosh Hashanah having unusual success. Still, there's a time you can start up with him and a time not. If you're a Tzadik Gomer, then you shouldn't even worry about a Rosh Hashanah. But if you're not a Tzadik Gomer, then you may be punished for sins that you have, and the Rosh Hashanah has the extra Tzatzlacha, and then you may be Hoftzoris. Domer Avuna, Mike Siv, Loma Tabit Bogdim, Tachrish bebala rasha tzaddik mimenu, right? Why should you look and see when a rasha swallows up a tzaddik greater than him? This is rasha balei a tzaddik. Rishoyim swallow up tzaddikim. V'oksiv Hashem lo yazdenu biyado. God doesn't abandon tzaddikim that Rishoyim should swallow them up. Uksiv lo yuuna la tzaddik kol ovin. The tzaddik, no bad will come to a tzaddik. El tzaddik mimenu balei. That's a tzaddik gomer. Everything's okay with him. But a tzaddik, bigger tzaddik than him, the Rasha can swallow a bigger tzaddik than him. Tzaddik gomer ain't a boleya. That's a bigger tzaddik, that's a relative tzaddik. He's relative to him, he's a bigger tzaddik. But he's not a tzaddik gomer. And it could be also that even a tzaddik gomer, where there's a shom esachekes by the Rasha, then the tzaddik also is possible to suffer. Okay? The Meiri says, where it's Milei Dishmaya, and as a Kiddush Hashem, you can start up with Rishoyim, otherwise you should leave them alone, not start up with them. And the Alshich says that the reason you shouldn't start up with Rishoyim is because if you have too much to do with them, you may be mushpa from their Hatzlacha. If you see that they're Matzliach, and you have too much to do with them, it's going to be havashpa on you. You see, Rishoyim, Derech Rishoyim Tzalecha, can have a bad influence on a person. The Magen Avraham brings down that even a Tzadik Gomer, right, should not start up with Rishoyim, right? And a Tzadik Sheino, and that's what's it called, Dafka, if you're a Tzadik Gomer, Dafka with a Rosh who's Shom Esachekislo. But if you're not a Tzadik Gomer, you shouldn't start up with any Rishoyim. So, for all practical purposes, people who are not tzaddikim gemurim, which is all of us, should be careful not to start up with Rishoyim. Okay. So, Om Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yochai, Kol HaKoveya Mokom Litfiloso, Oivov Noflim Tachtov. Some say that the hemshich over here is what's it called, is from what came before. You want to start up with a rasha, right? There's a better way of starting up with a rasha. Be koveya makom l'tfilaso, or like the gears of the rift, koveya makom l'toraso. Person's koveya makom l'toraso, oivav noflim tachlim. You go and sit and learn Torah, daven good, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will make your enemies fall. You don't have to start up with them directly. You attack them indirectly with Torah and tefillah. The Ribbono Shel Olam then will make them fall under you. Shenemar v'samti mokum l'am Yisrael v'tativ v'shochein tachto v'lo yirgaz ol v'lo yosifu b'nei avla l'anoso kasher b'rishona. Rav Huna Rami k'siv l'anoso u'k'siv v'chaloso. In one place, same pasuk, in Shmuel it says la'anoso, and in Divrei Hayom it says la'chaloso. B'tchilo la'anoso, la'vesof l'chaloso. Rashi. Mishalibo nokvo, hayori me'aveiro shebiyodo. Right? If when originally we said you should start up with Rishayim, and the pasuk that seems to say you shouldn't, there's only a person who's afraid to do it, so he learns the pasuk differently. Omer kein, meforish al tischar b'mereim al tiskotate. Only a person who's afraid to start up with Rishayim and has an agenda to learn this pasuk differently learns it that way, that you shouldn't start up. The who ain't okay, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Ela al tischar b'mereim lizgaros b'maseim. Don't compete. Don't look to copy their ways. Lomer esa ken gamoni. The omer al yikane libcho b'chatoyim ki miras Hashem kol hayom. Efshar lomer al tiskotik in Rishoyim ki im b'yiras Hashem, yirei Hashem. Don't start up with Rishoyim, start up with tzadikim. El al korchach al yikane libcho lasos kemosim. Over here the pasuk must mean, don't be jealous of Rishoyim, but be jealous of tzadikim. Yochilu yatzlichu v'chaviru al keilo yochil tuvo. Yochilu means to be matzliach. Miro mishpotecho minegdo misulokim dinecho barich barachol kemenu. And even a rosho who's shon esachekeslo, the Rabban Shom keeps his dinim away from him. He's zoche badin. Yofiach behem v'nefichosu hu docho som kekash. He can blow away his enemies. V'samti mokum safely the krovelo yosifu b'nei avla lanoso. So it says that the Rabban Shom will save the Jewish people, and b'nei avla will not oppress them, and it says he won't destroy them. Ksiv lanoso b'sefer Shmuel. The same pasuk, but it ends differently. In Shmuel it says, they won't oppress you anymore, and in Divrei Hayom it says, they won't destroy you anymore. So, the Gemara says like this, B'tchila, kishenivne habayis, nivna manash lo la'anos, old oivim l'Israel. Originally, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Rabban Shem gave them a promise that the enemies won't even oppress them. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then they were supposed to be oppressed. But they're not going to be destroyed. That much they have a haftacha. But oppression, during Gaulus, there will be oppression. Serving a Talmud Chacham is greater than learning from him. Shenemar, Po Elisha ben Shofet asher yotzak mayim al yedei Eliyahu. He poured water on Eliyahu's hands. Lomad lo nemar. It doesn't say he learned from Eliyahu. It was a Talmud of Eliyahu. The big milas, he poured water on Eliyahu's hands. El yotzak. Malamed shigdola shimusha yosem yibuda. Serving a Talmud Chacham is greater than what's it called? Learning. And there's a few reasons why. The Marsha says, because sometimes you learn from a Rebbe, and it's not halacha lemaisa, right? He just says a halacha, but it's not lemaisa. But if you see him in action, then all the things that you see he paskins lemaisa are lemaisa. You see what's lemaisa and what's not. So it's greater to learn from action, seeing him in action, than what's it called, just stam learning. Another idea is that there are things that you can't give over in learning, in words. You can only get them by observing somebody or whatever. And another idea is that the Mishnah Sachamim says that sometimes when you learn something, so it's just in your mind, you forget it. But when you see something connected to what you learned, it helps you to remember. So if you're constantly around the Chacham and you see him paskening things and you can remember a Maisa to relate to the Halacha, it helps you remember the Halacha even more. And another idea is that if you're around the Chacham a lot, you get Musar constantly. If you just learn with him, right, then he has no time to give you Musar. He's busy giving you the Shir. But if you're around him all the time, he has time to give you Musar also. And there's another idea. Shimush Palmei HaChacham, really, Rashi says in Sota, is not just serving a Talmud Chacham. It means being around him where you can ask him questions back and forth, the svaras of the thing. And that's called Gemara. Shimush Talmud Chacham is what we call Gemara. Going into not just the simple ideas, but back and forth, the maso matin, that's called Shimush Talmud Chacham. So it's not so much serving him. It's being around him to really get into the inyanim. Okay. Omer lei Reb Yitzchok l'Rav Nachman, my time alo osi mar lebekinishta litzluye. Reb Yitzchok said to Rav Nachman, one day he missed davening, so why don't you come to shul today? Omer lei lo yachilna, and l'chora he was holeich b'darkei Hashem. Says that if somebody goes to shul every day, we learned it, and he misses one day, the Rabbanu Shalom inquires. So there's a mitzvah of alachto b'drachav. We have to emulate God. Somebody misses one day, should go over to him and say, missed you, right? Where were you, right? So, Omar Lei, lo yachilna, I couldn't come. I didn't feel good, whatever. Omar Lei, lechan feimar asor v'litzli, so why don't you get a minion and daven in your house? Omar Lei, trichali milsa. I was too busy. It was too difficult to get a minion together, right? So some people bring a raya from here, it's a big machlokas, rishonim, whether tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv or just a nice thing. If it's a chiyuv, I need tricha milsa. It was too difficult. Why was it too difficult to have a chiyuv, to have a daven b'tzibur? Should have gotten a minyan together. I didn't say it was impossible. So therefore, some bring a raya from here that davening b'tzibur is not a chiyuv. It's a nice thing. And the Rambam is mashmal like that. If you can do it, it's a nice thing to daven b'asara, but it's not a chiyuv gomer. The Torah is mashmal more that it's a chiyuv gomer. And the ones who learn it's a chiyuv gomer say over here, trichali milsa means it was impossible. I was an honest. Right, I couldn't do it. Not that it was too difficult. It wasn't easy. It was bothersome. It was impossible. It was an onus that happened. Others say trichalahu milsa. The snag has a girsa here that the 10 people it was difficult for them. I couldn't find 10 people because it was a tircha for them. And some say adarab. They had no right to daven in his house. They were well. They could go to shul. And you have to daven in a shul. So they should have gone to shul to daven. They shouldn't give up their davening in shul to daven with a minion for him because he couldn't go to shul. And others say just the opposite. You see from here that if it wasn't trichalei milsa, he could have found 10 people who would have been mevater on davening in shul, which is an inyan, and daven with him. Right? It has implications. People davening before this man here, so there should be a minion in shul, rather than davening bismanam themselves, right, or davening somewhere else, and then other people will suffer. According to those that say that it was okay for 10 people to daven, not in shul, in order to help, Rav Nachman, to make a minyan, you see that sometimes a person mevater on milas of tefillah for the sake of somebody else. So at least you daven at home. Why don't you send the shliach to tell the shliach tzibur, right, to let you know when they're going to daven Shmon Esrei in shul, so you should daven your Shmon Esrei at home at the same time. Omer lei, my kulei hai, that's a big deal. Omer lei, domer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rishim b'yochai, my dechsi v'anisti lasi l'cho Hashem eis ratzon, eim asai eis ratzon b'shoa shat tzibur mispalim. When's an eis ratzon? When the tzibur are mispalim. So if you daven at the same time, the tzibur are mispalel, you have an extra special mila. And they say that's only, the Prichoda says, that's when the davening Shmon Esrei. Not that you daven when the tzibur is davening in general, but you daven exactly at the same time. They're davening Shmon Esrei, you're davening Shmon Esrei in your house. However, that mila of davening at the same time that the tzibur is davening, right, doesn't take precedence over tefillah bismano. Right, if you're home, and the tzibur davens ma'ariv early, you shouldn't daven in your house early, you should wait and daven what's it called. But if you're in shul, and you're with them, then we said, better to daven early with the minyan than to wait till later, right? But if you're home, and you only have the mile of davening at the time that the tzibur's davening not the right time, then you should wait till the right time. And also it doesn't take precedence over what's it called, over a vasikin, takes precedence over tefillah b'tzibur. Right, tefillah b'tzibur is not as choshev, the Mishnah Berurah says, as the inyan of the seeking. Some say it's only if you daven the seeking all the time, but not just once.